Friday, September 6th. I think I've finally figured out why I don't fit in at this school. I need a new designer wardrobe from one of those really expensive teen shops at the mall. You know, the ones where the sales girls dress like Hannah Montana and have pierced belly buttons, blonde highlights, and phony smiles. But what drives me insane is their nasty habit of unexpectedly snatching open the curtain of your dressing room and popping their head inside when you're like half naked. It's enough to make you want to slap those blonde highlights right out of their hair. And when you look in the mirror, you can obviously see that the outfit looks horrible on you. But those sales girls just smile really big and act cute and perky and lie to your face by saying the outfit, 1, looks totally fabulous, 2, brings out your natural skin tones, and 3, complements your eye color. They'll tell you this even if you're trying on one of those huge, green, long-sized, hefty trash bags. I also hate clothes that are snobby chic. It's when the exact same outfit looks totally different on 2 very similar girls. The more popular you are at school, the better it looks on you. And the more unpopular you are, the worse it looks on you. I can't tell you how a snobby chic outfit mysteriously knows all of this personal stuff about you, but it obviously does. The snobby chic phenomenon is quite a mind-boggling thing. Hopefully Congress will allocate funding for scientists to study it, along with how socks mysteriously disappear from the dryer. But until then, buyer beware. Anyway, after my mom buys me a designer wardrobe, I'm going to walk right up to Mackenzie and her little entourage and tell them off really good. But before I say anything, I'm going to put my hands on my hips and do that neck roll thing like Tyra Banks, just to show them how much attitude I really have. Tyra says every girl must find her own inner beauty deep down inside and ignore all the haters. She's so sweet and a wonderful role model. Although I have to admit, she's kind of scary on America's Next Top Model. Especially when she's screaming stuff at those poor contestants like, "You fat, worthless skanks! You will never, ever make it in the modeling industry like I did. You have no idea how much I've bled and suffered. And wipe that smirk off your face before I slap it off, you little..." Then she starts crying hysterically and popping Tic Tac breath mints. I just love that girl. I've decided that I'm going to tell Mackenzie right to her face, unlike maybe the last day of school, that just because she and her clones dress like fashionistas, they do not have the right to say really mean things about other people. People being the girls whose moms make them shop at JCPenney, Sears, Target, and Walmart. Girls like, well, me. Okay, it's not a big secret that the clothes from those stores aren't as hot as the clothes from the mall. And yes, it's a huge inconvenience and a definite turnoff to have to walk through the old ladies, fat ladies, and pregnant ladies departments to get to the one for teens. No wonder most girls prefer those fancy teen shops in the mall. My mom says it really doesn't matter where your clothes come from as long as they're clean, right? Wrong! I wish I had a dollar for every time I've heard Mackenzie shriek, "OMG! Where are these pathetic girls buying such hideous clothes? I'd come to school butt naked before I would ever buy my fashions from a store that sells lawnmowers." To be honest, I didn't know the stores I shopped at sold lawnmowers. And even if they do, big, fat, hairy deal. It's not like the clothes smell like a lawnmower or something. At least I hadn't noticed it. The next time I go shopping, I'm going to sniff the clothing before I buy anything, just to make sure. I'm also going to wear a hat, wig, sunglasses, and phony mustache so no one will recognize me.